Dear God, thank you for surrounding us with your blessings.
Uh-huh.
Help us focus on your majesty each day that our hearts are full of praise. Yeah. Holla at you, Lord.
I doubt it.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Holla.
Fucking Jews. L'chaim. Thank you, Adam. We got two Jews in the room again. Thank you, Chemda. Thank you, Josh. The Jew is here, of course. And Adam Brown went to town is here. My old Brooklyn roommate. How you guys doing? First and foremost, show 500 is Monday. If you want to be part of it, we will be doing the thing live around 3, 4 p.m. New York time. We're going to have somebody in also taking notes to put us in a little newspaper, magazine. Magazine or newspaper? Magazine?
Magazine.
Magazine called The New York Observer. And if you haven't heard of it, that's because you're not rich enough. It's for rich people. Get your shit together.
And if I'm wrong, it's because I'm not rich.
But I'm very excited. He's going to be here and taking notes. And
so join us between 3 and 4 because we're also going to for sure have like an after show because he's going to take notes and ask questions and whatever. We'll just leave the microphones on.
Sounds good. And maybe sometime then, too, we'll do that some kid from high school request an interview. Maybe we'll do his, too.
And we'll compare how the two two interview skills.
They're the same. Let's be honest. They're the same. If I have to pay for the meal, they're the fucking same.
It's a freelance guy.
I'm just saying.
There's a difference. We're freelance. He's freelance. We're both paying for meals.
All right.
Besides, it's not the meal. It's the deal.
It's the meal. It's the deal. Right.
You don't sell the steak. You sell the sizzle.
I was in the place, and the food's, or not the food, he's there, Ahemda's parking the car, and, you know, it's during the day, so, you know, she needed the car, but driving into Manhattan, when was it, 2, 3 o'clock? No, it was noon.
It was noon, but it's around Times Square, because that's where he needed to be, and I swear to God, at least 15 minutes at one light, and it was the light where... We're meeting him right across this light, you know, and I'm just like, I'm right here.
I didn't like it because now I'm stuck with this guy. And during these things, if people think I do a lot of yapping, you know, compared to me and Chemda.
For interviews.
Chemda's in charge for interviews. And she does the yapping. And
she just won't shut up.
Let her.
It's the business side of the
right. How many listeners did you guys have? I sent it to you.
Do they break into Jew talk? Or like, I don't know. It's like, oh, hey, how you doing?
I heard you guys talking about Opie and Anthony.
Scummer, money. Scummer.
I heard you guys talking about Opie and Anthony and censorship. I heard that on your show. What do you guys think about that? Everything I said!
Yeah, what happens, I think what normally happens, and it's too cute, because Keith feels weird saying this kind of stuff, right? And like, I think I definitely used to feel weird, but I just got over it, because to me, I'm talking more about the show than me, really.
And you're Jewish, and it translates into money, I understand. Well,
but I used to be like, I don't know, whatever, but it doesn't make sense to meet with somebody and go, I don't know. So I get like a little aggressive about it, because I know if I don't talk, that means he has no story. So I start telling the story, whatever story he wants. I don't care. I'll add more stories. I'll tell you 3 stories for every story you ask for. And then I turn to him and I go, right, Keith? And he goes, mm-hmm. And then you did. And then he'll fill in the sentence. And then I'll continue. And then it'll look like we're both talking.
I was there by myself while she was parking the car. And I was like, I had to be careful, like, what I said. I'm like, am I saying this all fucking wrong? I don't know. So you're going up to Canada and you're doing, I understand you're doing dodgeball on a Keith and the Girls show. Is that what she told you? Then yes.
Did he ask you the dates and you didn't know?
Right, I got mixed up. I'm like, yeah. And every answer that I gave for this interview was, well, Henda will correct me, but.
I noticed,
like, why are you even wasting your time right now talking to me?
I noticed when I came in, he was really polite about it. He goes, Keith started telling me about it, but he said you might have more information. And that began like 3 stories. Yeah. You're better than you think, though. It's not like it's magic or anything. We're just talking, you know? It's like you always say, we're just talking. It's like nothing.
I guess, but you can't help but get a little nervous.
I say go 100%. You're just shooting the shit with your buddies.
You're just talking. Yeah, right. Yeah. You're just talking. Because I would say, here's a question you ask. What will happen to the show if you and her break up?
Who gives a fuck, right?
He asked that while I wasn't there. He didn't re-ask that when I came.
He didn't re-ask that like he did some other questions, knowing I'm dumb. So, so he has his MP3 recorder. He has his notepad. You know, and then I'm like, this is going to fucking come out wrong. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't think we're going to ever break up. Right, right. Nobody does. Nobody does. But if you do.
One word. Solo.
I go, well, yeah, I think we could. I mean, so what a weird question. You know, it's dumb. Well, you know, if we, I guess.
He thinks all the questions are dumb that anyone ever asks him. You can't just say it's dumb. That's a legitimate question.
You know, we would keep doing it together, and it'd be even more interesting because of the crazy dynamic.
That's a good answer.
Thank
it'd be
you.
Like Sonny and Cher, except they failed after they broke up. Yes, Josh, did you?
I was going to say, but most of the questions, in all fairness, probably are dumb. And, you know, just like we learned a couple shows ago, just submit your own damn answers.
Right.
And, but, and you'll get them. You know, you write the article with your best guess and then send it here for editing. He'll fix the apostrophes and it'll be fine.
Everybody saves time.
Right.
And no, but I
get
think,
your own lunch.
I think that I think that was a legitimate question, though. I think that's a question that we're going to get asked all the time. It's okay. Called Keith and the Girl. What happens if
so
we break up?
So marry her already.
Yeah, you wait until... You wait. Okay, look how fine she is with it now. You wait until the magazine comes out, and somehow it was twisted around what I said.
Oh, like, you're just scared about what you said.
Yeah. Yes.
He'll have bigger issues, like a sore wrist.
Yeah. Well, I carry the show anyway. I can throw any dumb chicken, dumb chick in that chair, and we'd be fine. Don't worry about it, bros.
I have him.
Another round of beers.
Let's go.
It's called Keith and the Girl. Are we done here?
Yeah. The interviews might suffer, but aside from that, we'll be fine.
Her name's not in the title for a reason, sir. Next.
And fuck the call out in the last stand-up show. We'll edit that out.
Oh yeah. Actually, he said right after he said my name, we're starting to edit the DVD, and he says my name in the DVD, and right after it, he literally says but I could edit that out.
Just in case. The saddest thing is reading. The only books I really read are comedians' books, you know, which is just their stand-up act in book form. Fuck them. But I'll keep buying, so lesson learned to them. But you open it up, or at the very end, it always says, you know, all my love to my wife who got me through this, and you're nuts without you, blah, 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 blah. Like Jay Moore, for example, but there's many. And next thing you know, the book comes out, but at the same time, he gets a divorce. And it's like, you can't take that back.
Right.
I'm like, to Hemda, unless she misbehaved.
I caught the end of Private Parts the other day.
Yeah.
But it's all for her. It's all because of her. She's the best.
At least the book, Jay Moore can go around and tear out that page in every copy you can find.
You know what? I think that's why a lot of people cried when Howard Stern and his wife broke up. Like, it was a really sad thing because he genuinely loved that woman and he really believed that it was, you know, with her. Yes, Adam.
Bullshit.
No.
He fucked. I guarantee he definitely got around on her.
We're talking about
Stern. Howard Stern, yeah.
No way. Because even when he had the... I'll tell you. Even when he had the chance to, when they were broken up, and he was like, oh, what I would do to you. The woman would come at him, and he'd be like, oh, no, never mind.
This is on their show.
Right.
Yeah. On their show.
But it's after they broke up, though. I mean, I'm not going to dissect this other person's relationship. I think a lot of people cheat that you would never guess they cheat. And
I know that. I would.
Is that a secret message about you that we should read into the show?
Yes, of course. Of course it is.
What was I going to say? I don't know.
I like to give a couple winky poos in every show. So dissect everything I say.
You know what? Somebody got something out of the show we said that we're taking the show back to Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Josh, did you read that thread to me right before we got on
and
air?
And then, of course, one person says something, everybody else takes it as fact, and it's just written like, oh, I hope not.
Until Dr. Dan corrected everyone.
Right.
So we're going to be at Somerset at the Laughing Cow on July 17th.
Can I tell you, though?
Bring your friends.
Never, ever. Winky face. Now, which one of those statements were right?
I am worried, like, during that part where I was doing the interview by myself. Maybe I said something wrong, because you don't know. Adam, you don't know when you're in trouble with these broads.
Oh, fucking
you don't know what you fucking did wrong. Let me tell you something. First of all, by the way, we're at the... I thought this was very funny. Totally different. We're on our way to the interview, and I just happened to turn a radio station on, and it's on 104.3 in New York, just if you happen to live in New York.
It's a classic rock station.
So they're playing Rock Blocks. What a lazy fucking way to play music. You know, I have, you know, like...
Here's
as if
seven from the Beatles.
That's what it is. So anyway...
Oh, my God, you guessed it.
So they're playing all these blocks, and then they go, oh, this is a nice letter. Girls finish last day of school. Every day during lunch, they listen to our Rock Blocks, and sometimes they're late for class. Sorry about that. Anyway, for their last day, they would like a block of the Beatles. So we're going to play a block of the Beatles for you guys. Thanks for listening. And they start playing them. Between like the third and fourth song, there's this little pause. They had their mics on. And what's the lady's name? Mary Melena, something like that. So anyway, the mics are on. A guy DJ says something. I couldn't hear what he says, but she says very clearly, personally, I hate the Beatles. And then the next song starts, and it's like, great.
Yeah, but you can hear it's very like behind the scenes, kind of shuffling papers, whatever, just randomly talking. And he's...
Personally, I hate the Beatles. Day tripper.
No. And then he must have hit the wrong button because it wasn't a Beatles song that they played.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
He got nervous and just started pressing
something,
buttons.
Probably hit the next button for the mic and then realized he fucked up when she said that, then hit another button that was wrong.
Exactly, because he must have fucked up on one of the buttons if their mics came on.
But
so
fired from a classic rock scene saying you hate the Beatles.
You kind of can't you could hurt people's feelings like that. You're like, up next, of course, Led Zeppelin. Personally, I find them overrated. But here they are, you guys like them. Best rock in New York.
Actually, in this day and age, they supposedly probably could get fired for saying they hate the Beatles.
Right. What, you don't like white people?
That's what it means. So Hemda had a job today, an entertainment party.
I did a job. I told like
I thought you guys retired. What happened?
Yeah,
I did. Keith in the girl.
Next girl will have retired.
Well, I didn't really want to do this, but the company called me and was like, "We really need you to do this."
You
and
didn't
I'm
want
like,
to. So, there's an easy word for that. No.
I know, but they're like, we really need your help on this one, blah, blah, blah. I told them I for sure don't want to do 1 hour anymore. I cut back on
did
like
they make
all the
you feel bad? Is that why you did it? Like, we really couldn't get anybody else.
A good Jew would do
is
it.
Is that why? Because, listen, here's a little story. I think money-wise, when our first big check comes from somebody that we're working with, and it'll stay steady, we're going to be doing okay.
No.
But in the
you're wrong.
No? Okay. So Hemda gets nervous like that, and that's absolutely not true.
Keith, you ever heard of 10 grand a year? Motherfucker! What?
I'm sorry to say this, Keith, but you have no idea what's going on in our bank accounts at all. Like, at any point in time.
He's like, this is the same guy, yeah. It's like, do you understand? I just bought a $200 mattress.
You know what? Like,
Keith, was that the show you liked better?
That's really cheap, you know. $200.
Yeah, $200 though, Adam. No, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect you in any way, but while I was in Israel, I was like, Keith, I really need to put this in my bank account because certain checks I have to clear, blah, blah, blah. I come back, I'm like, what did you do? Oh, not in that bank account, not in this bank account. Do you remember the account names? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, forget it. Just forget it.
What does that have to do with anything?
You
He's
are
like,
the
what
worst.
Does it have?
Where is the bank anyway?
Has nothing
he
to do
has
with
asked
anything.
That. It's okay, though.
Do you think, in say a month or two, that you will, I say, that okay. You don't have to take any jobs for any extra money. Do you think that statement is true or not true?
I think we could use the money. I think we can. Right.
I think you should still do them and then have extra money.
I understand that, but if she comes, we'll get to it. If she comes home miserable, stop doing them. We don't have to.
I have stopped doing them, except for the ones that are pretty easy. I've come back only like fine from these jobs, right? I do it about once, maybe twice a month. It's these that I did today that I don't want to do. It's 1 hour. It's in Connecticut. It's during traffic time that I have to drive. It took me 2 hours to get to Connecticut. Things like that. Like, I'm not doing this for a 1 hour stupid job.
So
it takes my whole day.
So you did do it because they made you feel bad.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere. Why didn't you ask me first, by the way?
No, you know what happened on this one? They told me originally it was a 6 hour job, which would have made me $600 to $700.
Right.
So, and I was like, fuck yeah. Like, you're going to turn that down.
But
it would be easy. It would just be me, like, hanging out with kids because they just wanted to run
a dick for six.
Did you pay more in gas today than you made at the job?
No. They pay me extra for gas and extra for whatever, but it's just, I sit there in traffic and I just get angry. And it shouldn't take me 2 hours to get up there.
What is that? Who's doing that?
What's wrong? Oh, God. Everyone got scared in the room. Don't let him do that to you.
Okay, got it.
So I shouldn't... I'm not going to do those anymore. And I shouldn't have done it. I should have just been like, you know what? I already said I'm not doing these, so forget it. So what they hired me for, get this, is to teach Hawaiian dancing to kids. I faked it before, whatever. I make up that, like, if you twirl your hands up to the sky, that means, like, you're talking about the skies and the heavens and whatever and clouds. And then if you, you know, twirl your hands to the bottom, that means the earth.
Camera paid. Give him a little hula.
Hold on. So I'll do it. So up in the sky and down on the ground, and you know, the seas and the oceans.
And then you're shaking the coconuts.
Let's go. So bullshit. I wear a grass skirt. You know, I just do this crap. So I'm ready to do it. It's like an hour job. I'll make up some other shit in between. I've even gone and said, like, here's, you know, the basic hula dancing. Now break up into groups and make up your own and make sure it has a story that takes up about 15 minutes.
And they start dropping like hot to the floor and fucking booty dancing.
No, these are white kids from Connecticut.
Yeah, they're the worst. They're the fucking horriest. Are you kidding?
The 6-inch skirts.
Yeah, they're worse than the fucking the worst ghetto in the world, these little sluts. And fucking gonorrhea of the throat, number one transmitted disease for girls like 13. I swear, not even joking.
Fact.
You can work.
I'm not having sex.
Oh, I heard that earlier this week.
Everything wow. Bad. Everything bad.
So anyway, so I get there. There's like at least 50 girls running around of different ages because this woman has like three different daughters of different ages, And she all goes, right. Oh, thanks for coming, but everybody's going in the pool now. So, okay, you hired somebody to teach people hula dancing. Everybody's going in the pool. So what do you want me to do?
You sound upset. I'd be fucking okay.
No, because they look at you like, why aren't you doing anything? So now instead of doing this stupid hula thing.
I jump in the pool and figure out how to dry off later.
Water hula.
Right.
You figure something out.
I start throwing coconuts to kids' heads.
Close. So what do you do?
So of course, I feel like I have to do something, but it's like a half an hour until she gets the kids from there to the pool. So now I started a half an hour late, but to me, you hired me for the hour. I came on time. I could have started on time. You fucked with me. So you're only getting a half an hour. So I said, why don't I play pool games? She's thrilled to death. I throw pennies in the pool. They have to find it. I make them run from, you know, laps and whatever.
She understands. Throw the pennies to the Jews. They'll figure it out.
You know, it's stupid. Like, I make up shit for like a half an hour. I play Simon Says in the Pool, whatever, okay? Then it's time for me to go.
What kind of Simon Says stuff? Yeah. Simon Says,
hold your breath as long as you can.
Stand up. Get out of the water. Get out. Out of the water, you're gonna drown.
Simon didn't say.
See, that's why they said they really need
Simon
me.
Says,
you guys wouldn't know what to
hold
do.
Hold the person on your right underwater. Hold them down.
So then half an hour passed, and I noticed, oh, and by the way, when I first pulled up and I saw which family it was, I was like, oh, fucking hell. This is a family that when I went there years ago, I see these kids all the time. It's the same kids. But I haven't been to this family's house in a long time. Last time I was there, I was like, these people are motherfuckers. And the agency admitted that nobody wants to go to their house anymore. Oh. Nobody wants to go. So here I am at these people's houses, and I remembered who they were because they...
That's how they tried everybody. Right. Yeah, not like everybody was busy. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, since you already did it.
Well, no, they don't tell anybody the names of who you're going to go to. So, okay. So now I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go, and I'm trying to catch her attention, and I notice she sees me, and she's trying to not have me catch her attention so that she doesn't let me say goodbye to her. I can't just leave her house. I have to say goodbye. She's thinking, A, I'm looking for a tip from her, and B, if I say goodbye now, she doesn't get to... have the kids do anything, and the pizza's not getting there for another 15 minutes. So what do I do? I'm an asshole. She treats me like shit. She keeps ignoring me. I know she sees me. So I start doing the cha-cha slide and games with the DJ, who is, by the way, I swear to God, 12 years old. I'm not exaggerating. The DJ's 12. I'm like, do you have this song? I don't know. We'll see. Why are you the fucking DJ? So anyway, so I have to deal with a 12-year-old kid, and I do another half an hour block. Half an hour, because I'm an idiot, yelling
an extra half hour over
yes.
your time.
An extra half an hour, which is a very long time in the party world. And she ignores me again. I don't expect a tip. What I'm trying to do is go, I'm leaving your house now. Thank
okay,
you.
Let me
what's
say
her, what's her name?
I forget.
So you say,
I can find
excuse
it.
Me. Excuse me. I forget. Excuse me. I'm leaving.
No,
or
I'm standing right next to her.
Rock your drawers and take a shit on the grass.
Now, understand right now.
I'm standing right next to her when she's ignoring me. I knew her name at the time. I put it in my shirt.
You need to fucking throw an elbow or something.
Smack her in the head and say, listen, bitch, I'm leaving. Give me some.
I still want to do that because I know I'm not going to be working for long at all. And
if
I'm
she's
ready
not tipping
quit.
You, if you don't retirement. Think you're getting a tip, then fuck it.
I'm right. definitely not getting a tip.
Let me tell you something.
Oh,
now this is
what
Keith.
Are you worried about?
This is Keith, your radio partner, okay? Now you're a sensitive boyfriend right now talking.
Oh, God. It's my fault. I know you're going to blame me.
Never, ever, hardly ever does working extra as a favor help you? The very, very, very few times it helps you and you get paid a nice amount for doing it does not equal at all in any way all the times that you get fucked. Fuck them. They ruined it for everybody. If you're a clown or a kid's entertainer, do not give extra time as a favor. Ever.
But you know how I think.
And I couldn't feel bad for you.
You know how I think. I go, this party is drowning. I know how to fix
literally,
it.
Literally. I never told the kids to lift their head.
Simon didn't say.
But, you know, everyone's kind of like, what do we do now? I know what we do now, so I want to share it with them. And I hate to see everybody, like, not having fun at a party. I do the same thing when I'm invited to a party. If the DJ or the MC at the party is not, like, is on break or is really not doing his job, I'll take the mic. I'll
you
go for
fell
it.
For what do we do much. Now?
Yeah. You fell for what do we do now?
Oh, my gosh. She did give me that. That's true. She
we
did.
Learned years ago, or whatever it was, is what do we do now? And they have no more comeback for that.
True, yeah, I know. No.
Here's the comeback.
I love the sound effects machine coming out of Keith.
Did you see my head spin? I'm like, what's that called?
Should I go for footsteps?
Pitter patter.
I know. And then the thing is it's not like I. As soon as I saw whose family I was at, I'm not expecting a tip. I don't get this mad over a tip, like. Usually, but although it would be customary since I gave you extra time, whatever. Maybe I'll get mad at that. What I got mad at is that this person was so weird and disrespectful towards me with her behavior, and then I got mad at myself for letting this person affect me so much, and then it just kept rolling and rolling, and now I'm in my car going, I swear, I'm in her driveway going, fucking cunt, out loud.
Here's your tip. Well, you're driving away, it's about 20 minutes later, and you start laughing really hard. Because you're figuring somebody probably went to the bathroom within the last 20 minutes. And that's when they find your upper decker.
I can't shit on command like you people.
Aww.
So I have a clown
drink
question.
Beer.
What?
I have a clown question. I just hired a clown for work.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I had to. I felt bad doing it just because I know how awful it is to be a clown. But
No, don't feel bad.
Let them do it. It's their fault if they...
He's been doing it for 20 years. He's old and jaded, which was sad to see a little bit. But I couldn't tip him. Because it was through work. Should I feel bad about this?
No.
No, we don't. A lot of company parties, we don't expect it because they budget out their things exactly. Sometimes they budget with tips. A lot of times they don't.
Yes, okay, you should feel bad. Somebody went and worked for you, and you could have gone a little extra and done your part.
Fuck you, Jewish clown man. That's all I have to say.
Were you in charge of the budget?
Yeah, I talked him down also from his price.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
but
here,
I gave him an extra half hour, so got more, but it was less than he asked for.
Do you get that money in any way that he didn't get it?
I didn't have the money in my budget. He was just asking for more than I had in the budget already.
Oh, okay, then that's your budget. He could either do it or not do it.
Right. Could you have pushed it and got him that money?
Yeah, possibly. He's going to get fired over the clown. Over getting him an extra $20.
I'm leaving in 2 months and going to law school anyway.
Maybe
fuck
him. Maybe if you were that clown, then maybe you would care.
Remember when you used to do entertainment parties?
How was he?
Remember before you were before you're big time Hollywood? Do you remember that?
Before the $10,000 a year.
Yeah. Before you saw fucking 4 zeros.
We're gonna have money. I'm telling you.
On one check.
With the decimal in the middle of them.
Yeah. Sons of bitches.
Maybe then you'd stand up for clown rights. Okay.
I am so glad that Adam is here because you totally understand what I'm saying here. I love you, babe.
It's okay. It's okay.
So, Josh, how was he? Anything? Like
he was nothing special. He was telling dirty jokes to the kids.
Shut up. But over the head jokes for the adults.
Right, but it was creepy for the adults.
Right, but right. He fucked two children.
So then he spread his arms apart and she was like, tight, ain't it?
He only gave her.
He did not tell a herpes joke.
No.
Okay. I don't know with these clowns. And he was old.
He put on makeup.
Ew.
Face makeup. The white.
Weren't kids scared of the white makeup?
One kid took about half an hour to approach him. She walked over 2 feet, would sit there.
Yeah. That's me. Feet. When I do a clown gig, John Wayne Gacy all the way.
I've seen Adam as the John Wayne Gacy or the Crow.
Yeah.
He's ready to do business.
Don't tell me this.
Henda gets, so Henda's getting more upset.
I only do the good parties.
That's right.
40s and blunts only. Those are the parties you do.
Forbes, Forbes, and Budweiser is more like it, my friend.
So I'm out.
I'm going to squish Adam's face.
Right? Isn't he the cutest?
I read in today's shows that Keith was gay.
Three guys in the room, and I just girlied it up.
So I'm at the movies that we'll get to. I saw Grindhouse and then snuck into 28 Weeks Later. I come home.
Wait, can I just say before you come home, it was really like since I left you, it was the worst. I really could not catch a break today. The traffic on the way over there was ridiculous. People were cutting me off in ways that like I'm very like
you can't imagine these ways. I know you drive, Adam. And
no, Josh. Honestly, they see me and they just squeeze by. I can't believe how many accidents I almost got into, and I was totally driving defensively on the way back.
Yeah, that's your mistake.
Everything
is posturing. Everyone flexes like they're gonna make a move. And if you're not like, fuck you, I'm not letting you in, they're going to go in front of you. And it'll happen all
day.
No,
I understand. I'm usually well aware of it, but it was so bad today. Like, somebody cut from an easy pass lane, like, super speed. I couldn't catch a break is all I'm saying. So then I did this job. She was a fucking bitch to me on the way home. It was sad and annoying. Then I come home to, like, a terrible email that my friend got robbed and her brother was in the house, and there were gunmen and whatever, like, all this shit. And I'm trying to sleep because I'm like, if I don't sleep, then I can't work, you know, like,
are you allowed to
talk
about that at all?
I don't know, because I didn't talk to her yet, because I'm like, oh, and I can't even call this person back, because I need to try to sleep now so that I can do this thing tonight. Like, it's just, it was just a constant thing, and I was just, whatever. So by the time Keith got home, I didn't even want to talk about anything. Right? And then finally I was like, okay, here's what happened. This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. And then silence. And I'm like, you know, I could use something.
There it is. There it was.
See, so that said, like, yeah, it sounded great for a minute there. Right. But then there's always the fucking the payback.
Yeah.
The girl comes home all upset and it's like, oh, it's quiet time. I'll watch fucking throw on the Yankee game, have a six pack. And then it's, you know what?
The tissues are out.
I swear.
I'm trying not to get into it, and then I'm like, you know what, fuck you. Maybe it will make me feel better to talk about it. And so I said it like very like, here's this, here's this.
I tried to cut
this,
her off and go, no, it won't make you feel better. That never happens.
Save it for the show.
Let me ask you, do you have the same problem I have? My girlfriend has no girlfriends.
Henda worries that she doesn't have friends that are girls sometimes.
So then I get the brunt of it.
No, I try.
I'm like, oh, this guy is cute. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking to me about this? Or like, yeah. Hey,
obviously,
like,
I wouldn't do some. I think about it.
Yeah.
That's a slasher point of view.
So we get home and she's like, she's real sad and cranky and like, oh, I couldn't sleep and I had the worst day and I don't want to talk about it, and that's it. So we both laid down. That's what took me so long to get the door. We were just laying down. I was half naked.
He couldn't find pants. Not my crying couldn't get the door. He couldn't find pants. I'm like, it's Adam. Just open your door. Open the door in your underwear. No, I gotta find shorts.
Keith has pants?
See, yeah. That's what took him a long time. Not
please.
My crying.
I used to have to watch this guy walk around in his Superman tidy blueies and
remember
red,
that
red oh and red God. And blue and green. I'm, anything but white tidy.
I'm going
green.
To the original defense I do for any clothes I've ever worn. I didn't buy white underwear and dye them myself. They sold them.
You paid extra. So people paid extra for Suedesh.
People are going to ask him, is this the super period?
Nope.
With all this crying?
Nope. Sorry. Yeah. No, I had a really
no
fucked
with
up
me.
I had a really... Doesn't that sound like a really fucked up day? Would anybody else
asshole drivers and a bad job? Welcome to the rest of the world.
Yeah. I forgot to move my car last night, so I had to drive in, pay $40 in parking, and I'm working on 53rd and 5th.
Thanks.
That's fun.
28 Weeks Later is a brand new film, so I can't stretch on my legs with just had surgery on. I know exactly what you guys mean.
Exactly.
I need three seats of leg room. Yeah.
It rained today.
See?
That sucked.
Exactly.
I got wet.
So we start talking, and you know, she doesn't want to talk. And then all of a sudden she does talk, and I'm sticking to this. She says I didn't. I'm responding back like, you know, what do you do in the pool? with the kids. I'm responding back with, you know, about, you know, you trying to find her in the thing and doing extra work. In no way did I go, do you know it's your fault? I saved that for now to be the asshole. I was very nice. As soon as she was done with her last sentence.
No.
But now you say something. And you know what I know it is? It's a sentence in her head that would make everything right. I just got to figure out what it is. It's match game with chicks, and I don't think it's fair.
I waited a sufficient amount of time. You do this thing where you just stare like, I know I'm supposed to say something, but I don't know what.
Just to pull out a big, like a 8.5 by 11 blue card and a big marker and start writing down different answers. And then just hold them up.
What do you like? I'll say it wholeheartedly.
Like, I love you, baby. You're the best.
No, Keith.
Too simple? No? How about this?
Okay. No, no, no,
not too obvious. That was the joke one.
These people are terrible. I swear it's the worst.
This bitch is out to ruin you.
I know.
R-O-O-N.
No, I think she wants to see...
It's all time for jokes, Josh.
I think she wants to see... Don't worry, baby. You never have to do that again. I'll support you fully for the rest of your life.
Sorry.
You really think we have that much?
No. You know what it is? I think Keith doesn't recognize that he's so scared. He's like a deer in headlights for a while.
You're acting like we are facing each other. You were back to me almost in like the fetal position the way you're sitting.
So you're saying Keith is scared of you or?
He's scared of my sadness.
Yes.
Honestly. Yeah. He's scared of my sadness when I go into a sad place.
Or is he scared of your reactions when you're sad?
But all of it. He's just scared.
All of it.
He's scared to say...
Uh-huh. Yes, that too.
You guys are on your fucking own.
He's scared to say the
so
wrong
far,
thing.
So far, it sounds very healthy.
And what did the observer ask you again? Yeah. I forget. What was that dumb question?
Okay, he's like, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up.
Keith and the sad girl.
What happens is he's so scared to say the wrong thing that he doesn't notice that he hasn't talked for like 2 minutes, which is a very long time after I spewed out all that shit. Until
very
I go,
long time for somebody to talk about a fucking pool party.
What's worse, than saying nothing or saying the wrong thing?
She thinks. See, she knows.
Well, yeah, what's worse? Yeah, actually, you could have left that party 45 minutes earlier. It's kind of your fault. Or nothing at all.
Right. I'll tell you what's the worst.
You're not,
being the guy. I'll tell you what's the worst.
Other than the right sentence,
fight.
Is that, you know what? You know what? You don't even get it. It's like...
I wasn't fucking trying.
You know who does get it? Downstairs, a potential Subway Series. They get it. Potential Subway Series?
Is it happening?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay.
It's not. Mets won the first game. Okay. There's going to be a bunch of happy Goombas tomorrow. I swear to God, obviously I do construction still, and every fucking... So I have to go in all the service entrances to all these buildings. Swear to God, 100%. If you run an elevator, a service elevator in a building, you are a gigantic Mets fan.
You don't,
you would just fucking. I'm.
You don't think it's not a blue collar thing in general. You just notice elevator workers.
No, it's because they're fucking Latino.
Okay.
Oh, and there are a lot of Latinos on the Mets.
They just they went after them a few years ago, and you could tell.
Oh, and you're wearing a Yankees cap. Do you wear it to work?
Yeah.
Really?
See, I wear my Yankees cap to work. I get shot at.
Yeah,
he's
from Boston. He's a Yankees fan.
Live in Boston, not from Boston. Big difference.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay. All right,
I was gonna...
right.
Please. That's my mixed marriage. She's a Red Sox fan.
Really?
Yeah. Talk about interfaith.
You put things in her. I put things on her drinks.
I already claimed the kids. Yeah. They're gonna be Yankees fans, damn it.
You know, I do have to say, we'll get back to me getting in trouble, absolutely.
That's cool. I'm good.
And I'm not saying Yankees fans aren't assholes going around with their fucking, you know, dynasty. But I will say, when Mets fans win, they are much, much bigger assholes
they're
than
much
Yankee
happier.
Fans.
Yeah.
They're much in your face.
Yeah, yeah,
heads.
Yeah. Well,
I do know.
You got nothing to talk about for how long?
Your life?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Well, since 86.
Oh, look, we're talking to Yankees fans, babe.
No,
well, that's just something I noticed.
It's just true.
I don't give a fuck either way. It's something I honestly, being an outsider, observed.
I understand. I understand their position, I guess. It's like you did nothing for
they're on their
20
knees.
Plus years, and now you got something going on. So, of course, you're going to talk a lot. Okay.
Are you guys?
I understand that.
Big fans where this weekend you're going to be like glued to the television or
I'll
not?
Watch,
so
yeah, I'll watch. Yeah? I'll watch almost every game.
Are you glad Young is away for this particular weekend because it's big?
No, I'd watch it anyway.
Brian, thank you. Brian from Tokyo just caught Josh pocketing a t-shirt on the camera. Josh, eyes are on you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. We'll collect later.
Brian, I was going to send you $5, but I guess not.
Well, that doesn't help me. Thank you, Brian. We'll work something out.
We'll send you a keychain. It's worth $5.
So the movies I'm out and watching are Grindhouse.
Dumb and Dumber.
I give that 3 dumps.
And a fart.
And a fart.
On the same chair or different chairs?
3 dumps and a queef. Yeah, everybody liked at least, like, loved
do you think
one
Josh
of those.
Josh the Jew, like, knows too much.
I'm Keith. I'm surprised. You gotta love Death Proof. You're the ultimate Kurt Russell fan ever in the world. Kurt Russell and Poison and that and all these, vagina.
And titties.
All these are correct. All these things are correct. Yeah.
So Death Proof you liked.
No, he's fine, of course. He's still an actor. I mean, he could be in bad movies. That's right. Not his fault.
No,
is he like
Snake Plissken in Escape from L.A. quality? Is he that good?
You know,
that is untouchable.
Sorry,
that's cool. I don't see what you. I don't have to blame the actor. You're told you're going to be in a Quentin Tarantino. Listen, you're going to
be washed up. Your last movie was a giant pile of shit. And Quentin Tarantino says, "Do a movie.
Get out of here, please." Please.
What I'm saying is he has blamed the actor. Like, well, you can't read the script. You're just going to do this shit. This is what you're going to be doing. You're the great such and such. This is what you're going to do. No. But there is no doing wrong with this one. With this actor. What's his face?
Kurt Russell.
There's nothing he can do wrong.
I agree.
Right?
He doesn't happen.
I love you, Adam.
He doesn't happen to do wrong things. Yes, that's true. Now, listen, I'll tell you the difference. When it's a stupid fucking obvious movie, I don't know, like a low-budget horror that's obviously crap, I can get mad at the actor. But if as for this situation, if you're told you're going to be in a Quentin Tarantino movie, that's going to change the way, you know it's different. You have to give it to Tarantino for Kill Bill, and for this, his movies are different.
He's thinking he's going to get brought back like Travolta. Brought back by Pulp Fiction. He's like, oh, it's going to change my image. Like,
they call Tarantino the Resurrector.
Yeah,
for that reason.
Everybody loved one of the two movies, Planet Terror or Kurt Russell's Death Proof. I liked neither.
But Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's fine, of course. It starts. The movie starts with one trailer. Machete, brilliant, a fake trailer. Then it has, the first movie, then some more trailers, then the second movie. Each movie is an hour and a half. I did pee. During Death Proof, we get it. There's one cool shot where the Death Proof car and a car full of chicks run into each other. Because he, stuntman Mike, Kurt Russell, kills people with his cars. They show 4 takes. Like one, and then rewind it a little bit, and then show it 4 times of what happens to each of the 4 girls in the car. One loses a leg, the tire goes over her face, and it just goes, and that is great. Other than that, you get to know 4 girls, it has girl talk. And you know that's Tarantino, he loves to have the talking. It's this girl conversation, and you learn, you're like, I already know girls say dumb, stupid, boring shit. Why do I gotta hear this?
If I wanted to hear this, I'd listen to Spooky in the City.
Exactly, thank you. Then there's another, set of 4 girls, and during that talk, I went to the bathroom and missed nothing. It's crap. It is crap. Then there's a long car chase that I really didn't care about. And that's for the first...
Oh, dude, no, I think that one you went... That was the titty fight scene.
Oh, right.
Oh, dude, you missed that fucking titty fight.
They were sitting in the car. I went to the bathroom. They're sitting in the car talking. I go to the bathroom. I come back.
Titty fight.
Titty fight. And here Keith comes. Close it up. And blah, blah, blah. And that means you're fucking them. Girls, estrogen.
I date this
guy. I'll just have a salad.
Right. Yeah. Shut up, bitch. You know, it's like you get when a guy rates for a girl. Shut up, bitch. Oh, you're a cunt.
It's not pronounced bitch. It's you botch.
Right.
God.
It was crap, and everybody, ready? I'm going to give some away, maybe. So don't listen for the next 5 seconds if you won't give something away. The women win in Death Proof. Everybody knew that, I believe, a long time ago, because they're like, oh, it's women empowerment. Tarantino said it. Every actor in that movie said it. So you know the second set of girls, you realize that he's bad, so he kills the first set of girls, but the second set of girls strike back and kill him. That's what you should be offended at. You should be upset at Victor Varnado. Remember, he said, you'll like the second one, Hemda. I guarantee it, because that means you're a dumb fucking thing with eggs. And because the girls were able to kill a guy, yay, empowerment. And in real life, Kurt Russell would kill all of ya.
Let's go get some Thai food, y'all.
I hear you, botch.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Seriously, we're going to Thai food?
Let's go to Thai brunch. Seriously.
Do they have cosmopolitans?
I want Thai iced tea right now.
What is that, your fifth Cosmo, botch? I'll just have one more. This lush. Come
on. These lemon verbena martinis are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Feel my tits.
No, really, because today they're really firm.
Some people don't think you can breastfeed in public. Fuck them, right, cunts?
How about Chardonnay? Can I have the Chardonnay?
I wish girls did that. The adopted cunts like black people adopted niggas. What's up, cunt? You fucking dirty cunt.
Hanging with my cunties.
Right? You girls can use that word, and you're acting offended by it by everybody.
No, you're taking ownership of the word.
Give it power.
What's up, cunt?
God forbid that I'm say it on the radio.
Well, he's not allowed, right? He's a dude. Right. Hello, you fucking drippy, draggy cunt. Ah, you bitch. You girls are fucking wasting this opportunity. Oh, but God gave you inferior brains.
He just has to throw one more in. That's all.
I understand what they're trying
to do. Brains for titties, right. Fair trade.
Obviously, I understand what they're trying to do in the movie Grindhouse.
Empower women, right. Baby!
Make it like it's so...
This is all I have. This is all I have. Why do you shit
you
on
You know
it?
What? Girls are not just all about sweet-ass milk buckets and fucking mud flaps to die for. And just like a fucking hot pocket of love.
There's a pretty face.
They got
there
a
too.
Fucking a couple things to say, a couple meals to cook,
a couple babies to birth.
Hopefully not.
Adam, do you ever want to have kids?
Not that I know of.
Did you talk to my cunt?
You can't use that word.
No, it didn't sound right, did it?
No.
So I was going to say, I understand like what Tarantino's doing. What do you call those movies? Not exploitation, or is it exploitation?
Blaxploitation?
Artsy-fartsy?
Not artsy-fartsy at all. The ones they used to play in Times Square and like right before I came here.
Fucking fag movies.
Fag movies.
Yeah, artsy-fartsy,
you know,
faggy.
Like, I watch these girls.
Oh, we're cool. We watch I watch poorly made movies. We're cool.
Poorly
now.
Made movies,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right? So that's what they try to do.
Independent.
Stop it. Okay.
It's a horror house or some kind of house, like Chop Shop House. There's some word for it.
Grind house.
You know what? No joke, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
How did they ever come up with that name? It's so brilliant.
But he yelled at me.
It's your fault.
It always is.
Dave from New Jersey says, Kurt Russell didn't die at the end of Death Proof.
Dave from New Jersey thinks he knows everything.
You're an idiot.
Are you not happy with Dave from New Jersey?
Did they not leave
he's
it open
a high schooler
for like a sequel or something?
Oh, he says the movie is done out of order. The first story is Kurt Russell getting his butt kicked, and the second story is about how he got his scar, and that was at the kick at the end of the movie. Who told you that?
He's a high schooler. He thinks he knows everything in the world.
Stop it.
He's an idiot.
I'm talking to Tarantino. Stop it. And how's that go back to the old movies then? And I'll tell you something else. Oh, by the way, the reason I brought up the old Grindhouse movies is because they fuck with the film and they try to do things to make it look cheap. They only do a couple things. It's not that clever. Tarantino's is like a regular movie with no plot. But it's not like Robert Rodriguez's movie is fucked up. His movie, he took the time to make it look shitty and make weird cuts and things like that. Tarantino's didn't have any marks on it. Tarantino, I think Rodriguez saw Tarantino's movie and goes, that's not fucking fair.
I wanted the marks.
Robert Rodriguez can't fix his movie and make it a legitimate movie. Tarantino, if he wanted to, can add a few more scenes and make it a legitimate movie. Tarantino cheated, and both movies sucked. Thank you.
How many thumbs down?
Three farts, two thumbs down.
Okay.
Two thumbs and a limp dick.
And... When you have a fucked up movie like that with fake previews and different fake things, how about a fake ending? I'm tired of movies that obviously should be one of those movies that should have a scene after the credits, not have nothing. I waited for nothing.
And they should have funny, like, they should have had clever outtakes. Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell's blowing up a girl and then, oops. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys.
Were the trailers in the middle good? Was that
not as good,
like,
as the very first trailer? They were okay. It's just keeping from going to the bathroom. Any movie, even if it's
this.
Was
it worth making? Like, was it interesting that, oh, you get to see this? Was it interesting that it was two movies? Did you get anything out of it that was like, okay, but I got this, you know?
No.
Because they're trying to make it extra special.
Yeah, I understand. They're being a little artsy with it and, right, you know, going this old style. I get it. I totally got what they did. It's so bad, it's good. No, it was dumb.
Sweet, you got a free
Elliot
pass to another movie.
That's right. I get a free pass. You see that at the right theater at the right time, and you get a free pass to 28 weeks later.
Sweet Elliot says Keith's movie reviews are perfect. Total shit or 10 fucking stars, so you don't have an in-between.
There's no in-between. You know where I stand, and if you agree with me or disagree, you know what to see or not see. 28 weeks later, with this set ahead of time, I did not enjoy 28 days later, the first one.
Didn't you enjoy it until the very, very end?
No. The very end had no ending, so they can go fuck themselves. Now with the new ending in theaters, that's what all good movies do. They slap a new ending at the end and re-release it. So I didn't like that they had the shaky camera to show that the zombies move fast. To me, that's a cheap, cheap way of doing good filmmaking. You're not showing shit. You're just shaking a fucking camera.
Right, I forgot that you hated the
shots. It always gives me a headache.
Yeah.
Right, it's annoying.
I feel like I need to, like, I feel like it's me. You know when they pan the camera to something that you know at the end of that you're going to see something? You know how, like, you tend to move your head like, oh, I want to see it, but really you can only look forward because you're only going to see what the camera's showing you.
Right.
I feel like the same effect happens when the camera's shaking. I feel like going stop. You know, I feel like putting the camera down or holding it steady or something.
Yeah, I get it. Zombies make the whole world fucking crazy. You know, let me see how they walk. Let me see how they do stuff so I can prepare just in case. Just in case.
Zoar.
This one, there are far, bless you, there are far, far less zombies in this one. It's the government. There's a thing happens.
It's more thought
zombies
provoking.
Kind of.
Really?
The more
are you fucking blowing up 28 weeks?
Yeah, take off your headphones. Zombies come back,
of
course.
He can still hear you. He took off his headphones.
You know, everybody knows zombies come back. And you also know this part, the government starts killing people. Zombie or not, so the zombie thing doesn't get out. That's it. So far less zombies. When they do show zombies, though, of course, they show the shaky camera. I didn't like it.
So it's like,
and another weird fucking ending. I don't like your non-fucking endings. And I get it. I won't give it away. I get what the end was. I get what happened. It's a non-ending, and it's dumb.
I think Keith didn't understand.
Yes, I did. They went into the final guy's helicopter, and it crashed in France, and now France is infected.
Oh, baby.
I'm going to see
That's a sequel in the making. It's 28 years later.
They're only up to months. It's 28... What was it? This is 28 weeks.
Yeah. 28 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
28
months,
fortnights
years,
later.
Decades. Fucking centuries.
Can I ask you this, though? I understand that it wouldn't have made a difference.
Yes!
Were you expecting to like it?
I did, kind of, yes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of the
you
government...
You said you hated the first one.
I like the idea of the government being the bad guy.
Did you get your money's worth? That's the important question.
You saw three movies.
I hated them all. I did not.
But you saw three movies.
For my knowledge, for me having to know, it was worth $11.
There you go.
Yes.
Hey, you're rolling the dough anyway.
Right?
You motherfuckers, you're misunderstanding. All right.
Build your own damn theater. Watch whatever you want.
All right, I'll give you something else
to
make fun
of. This guy's rolling around in a fucking brand new Hyundai.
Let me fix
Hyundai. Yes, Hyundai.
That's 4 years old. Yeah. If by brand new you mean 4 years old.
For Keith, yes.
Oh, is that really a Hyundai?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I was kidding. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I think it was a great purchase, honestly. It's 3 years old, and it's good.
Little people cut it off like a motherfucker.
You can see it coming. Yeah. This guy don't got balls.
Yeah.
Blue Crucial says, I think Grindhouse would have been better if the slasher flick that Keith was in was the second movie. I think so. Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, Keith, why don't you bend over a little more? I'll lick your ass some more.
Hey, I seen the movie. I was good. See, there's another one. No actor needs to pick on the director, but let's put it this way. Death Proof sucked. Kurt Russell was great. Okay?
Of course he was.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
That's all there is to say.
Well, it's a given. I mean, well,
There, you get what I'm saying?
It's a given. Kurt Russell's great. Yes.
Keith Malley in the horror movie was great.
When are we going to see the movie?
When are you going to see the movie? I don't know. Sometime soon, I believe.
I don't really know. Then, there wasn't really a hard date on it.
It's straight to free download from Keith and the Girl at some point.
So here's another thing. Like, just to make sure you guys pick on me super today. I get on the subway. I come home. I get off at... I should have told you the stops later.
Because obviously
I can't mention the stops, but I get off at one stop. And I'm like, I don't fucking recognize it. Oh, it's the next stop. I get off at the next stop. This is not right.
How long have you lived
this
here?
This is not right. I go back to the next stop. I realize this really is not right. I check the map and realize it's the stop after both of those. It took me half hour just going from stop to stop because I haven't taken the subway in a while because I lived a life.
Because you're a jerk.
He's been living here.
The driver's been coming?
Yeah, me. 4.5 years now, I think. 4.5 years. Yeah, we've all... Yeah, 4.5 years.
I got a good one.
Adam.
Call on me.
Yes, Adam.
Adam has... I understand Adam has a great subway story.
I have something to say.
Sir.
Can I talk?
If you'd let me say.
All right, no, this is good. So,
What?
What? Oh, shit. Never mind. Quit. I quit.
Aww.
This is not funny, and I leave.
Good. You're on the subway.
All right, I'm on the subway. I'm a white guy. I do construction. Sometimes it's obvious that's what I do. I'm coming home dirty, whatever. You know, construction boots, fucking dusty. It's obvious. So, taking the D train home. Fucking another guy sits next to me. Obviously, another guy from Brooklyn. Dirty, does construction, whatever.
Okay.
Starts fucking, like, looking over at me. I'm choking on vodka. Like,
you give him the Keith and Girl card, of course?
Yeah, of course. I busted out the Zippo. He's like, what's up?
You set him on fire?
No. All right. Point of the story, anyway. The setup. Across from us, Middle Eastern guy. Like, typical... Like, if you're gonna just draw a caricature of a fucking bomber, you draw this guy. And he's carrying a fucking, clear plastic bag with one shoebox in it. With no label. No, it doesn't say Nike on the shoebox. It doesn't say anything. It's just a brown cardboard box.
It's not Nike.
Exactly. I know, right?
He wasn't a Jew Middle Eastern.
Oh, sorry.
It's not Nikkei. It's not a fucking...
He's one of the real deal badass Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
So this guy sitting next to you is looking at you like, look at that.
Yeah, no. Well, the guy... No, he eventually just nudges me and is like,
physically,
hey.
Like...
Yeah. He, like, pokes me on the shoulder.
Is this guy looking at you guys doing this?
No.
Can he see?
What, across from us?
Yeah, he could see... Is the guy next to you being obvious about this?
Oh, completely. Like embarrassingly. Yeah, in the end. You'll
Okay, keep going.
So it's that's the scene. It's me sitting next to like a 50-year-old Irish guy, another construction worker, and like somehow relates to me, you know, and like I get a little nudge in my side, and like I honestly had noticed the guy across from us cuz it was like a stereotype. It was like fucking young 20s.
Right, okay.
Middle Eastern dude, full beard.
Looks like
whatever.
He wants a few virgins in his life.
Yeah, exactly. He could deal with like 71 or 2, you know. But whatever. I'm not like sitting there sweating over the guy.
Right.
But the guy next to me taps me on the shoulder, not whispering nothing. No, like not slick about it at all. Hey, what do you think about this guy? Like just gestures to the guy, just like completely obvious, not under his breath. The guy hears him, like it's just
and goes.
That's when he sets the bomb off.
He
right
should have. I would.
Allah Akbar.
I would have started fucking chanting in fucking his Quran or whatever. I would have pulled out my. I would have started fucking with the guy immediately. But yeah. Anyway, so it's like, yeah. What do you think about this guy? And
In his defense, if you see something, say something.
Yeah,
not loudly so that people hear to a nobody next to you.
No, and you know what? Obviously, I know what he's talking about, you know? But I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, this guy just probably just bought a pair of shoes, and like, I don't give a fuck. So he's like, so how do you feel about this guy? I'm like, what do you mean, sir? Like, just like...
No comprende.
No, just like, just, you know, I mean, it is obvious what he's talking about because just I know who I'm talking to. Like, I know he's like Lower Brooklyn.
And is he?
That's just what he's thinking. He's geographically
not in class.
This guy is honestly sweating his balls off, wow, thinking that he's going to get blown up on the train every day. Every day. Yeah. Like, I guarantee you, he finds somebody every day who's going to blow him up. You
wow
know, like, just like, that's not, I'm never going to live like that anyway. Like, even if, fuck.
Did he finish it? Did he keep asking
no,
you?
No, so,
or, oh, God.
Yeah, it keeps going. So it's, I said that, you know, like, I know what he's talking about, but I want to make him feel like an idiot. So I'm like, oh, no, what do you mean? You know, he's right. he's like, oh, you have no idea what I'm saying. he starts getting really sarcastic. He's like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you. You have no idea what I'm talking about, right? And I'm like, so I was like, I still obviously know what he's talking about, but I'm just like, no. Like, you know, no. What?
So now you guys are going to kill each other and he wins.
No, yeah, so this guy is mad at me now.
Right.
Like, kind
right
of. Like, a little bit. Like, he thinks I'm just trying to play him, which I am, but
but that's none of his business.
Yeah, yeah. But, like,
can he be
like
a good, you know, target for me?
I know. Like, what's the problem if I didn't have a problem, you know? Right. But anyway.
It's like, did we just pass the World Trade Center stop? Do you remember anything?
No, like, at this point, we're going over the bridge, which I would, if I was going to bomb something, I'd bomb the bridge.
Manhattan Bridge, though?
What's no, the no, you know what? I would bomb the tunnel under the river, so then the whole train system would flood. Anyway.
Thought about it much?
Okay, if you're listening, stop.
That was brought to you by Fleischmann's Vodka. Fleischmann's yeah Vodka. The
when somebody
and
does
Red
it,
Bull.
Yeah. Blame me. Anyway. So
blame
the,
Canada.
Blame Adam.
So the guy is... So, yeah, he starts getting all sarcastic on me. He's like, oh, you have no idea what I'm talking about, right? And I'm sorry, I keep going with it. I'm like, yeah, no, what are you talking about? Loud as fucking, and like, right, it's not like a loud train going over the bridge. As loud as he can say it, this guy's going to blow up the train. So I'm like...
This is the train right now. This one
yeah
here.
Yeah. So he's like,
take off your headphones.
He's like, oh, down. You have no idea what I'm talking about. No, sir. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. This fucking guy's going to blow up the train. Loud. So, like, people, like, three sections down could hear it. So, obviously, the guy directly across from us heard it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I just look at him. I'm like, you know what? Honestly, I wasn't worried about it. And then he hits me with some more sarcasm. He's like, oh, I guess I'm just paranoid, right? I'm just paranoid. I'm sorry to bother you, sir. I'm so sorry to bother you. You know?
But he didn't get, the guy did, probably, am I wrong, didn't get off at the first train stop.
Oh, no. No, he'd been riding.
I still got to get to where I'm going.
Yeah, he's been riding with him. He's been riding with him since 34th Street. But, yeah.
You know what, though? Just like the Irish guy sitting next to you finds a terrorist every day, this guy is found every day by someone.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
No, I honestly felt bad for the dude across
right
from me, because, like, seriously, he probably just went to VIM and bought some corny ass sneakers.
He probably starts fucking with people with a
you know
stopwatch and a little
but God,
pocket watch.
Thank God, this
here's
kid
the best part.
This kid at least had some, like, got something out of it, you know? And, like, I swear to God, middle of the bridge when the guy was like, this guy's gonna bomb the train, whatever. Right about then, the guy starts picking up his bag, pulling it into his lap really slowly. And starts fucking with it, you know, reaching into his bag, like opening up the box a little bit. Like,
were you nervous at all then?
No, no, I. This
he
kid,
saw it. You knew he knew the joke.
Yeah, yeah, like okay. It was so blatant. This dude's like, he didn't give a fuck right if the guy heard him.
That's
and
great.
The guy heard him and knew this guy was just shook. This guy's just scared.
Good. And you know what?
Did he pee his pants or something?
No,
while?
No. You know what Josh was saying? Like, he should have pulled the thing or whatever.
Right,
but you could tell this guy's
no,
there
the Arab
every
guy
day.
He should have pulled the emergency brake and said, now what are you going to do, fuckhead?
And sat that's there an Irish construction guy. Uh-huh. Yeah. Not tonight.
Adam is back. What's the issue?
No, I didn't.
Please, they're still on.
I
don't
have anyone's back, man. What the fuck?
Wait,
I didn't know either one of them.
So now he's pulling on the bag and whatever, the Irish guy isn't freaking out.
No, I left. I got off the train, first stopping to Brooklyn Pacific Street, got off, and they're both just still sitting there. I would assume the Irish guy's still just staring directly at him for the
Keith,
rest of his ride.
Would you have continued on the train knowing that you're missing a stop just to see the show?
I would have taken, well, you know what? By accident, because I didn't remember what my stop was.
Well, you have the post. What happened?
Right. We'll find out the news tonight. One of them's dead.
Wow.
But yeah, no, like that's not great. The first time that I've, like, had people try to side up to me with, like, the,
I'm a construction guy. You're a construction guy?
No, not even the construction guy. Just a white guy.
You really? Know, like, seeing
oh, forget
shady.
It. Like, in like, high school. I went to high school in, like, middle, lower Brooklyn. So it's like there was a hallway literally called the Guido Hallway. And, like, these kids, like, I was friends with everyone.
That's,
you know?
That's by
I was
the
friends,
Wailing
like,
Wall.
Because I was like, I still played basketball. I wrote graffiti and stuff, but I was still down with, like, the lower Brooklyn Guido somehow. And whatever. It would be like these kids, like, we'd be hanging out, everyone together. It'd be like me, black kids, and the Guidos. The black kids would leave. And the Guidos are like, hey, man, you play hockey or whatever? I'm like, nah, I play basketball. They're like, basketball? That's for the niggas. What are you fucking kidding me? You
don't
play
need
basketball? No, dead serious. Like, Louis fucking Fingers. This guy, they call him because he's missing two fingers. He's like, what, are you playing basketball? It's for the fucking niggas. And I'm like... I'm like, okay, man. All right, Louie. Later, bro. Like,
Two
minutes later, he's hanging out with Big Black Rob. Like their best buddies.
Really?
Yeah, no. But the black kids are talking shit about them, too. So, like, whatever.
Well, as soon as Rob hears this, that's the end of that friendship.
Yeah. I think it's not a problem. It's like, I think it all could have been good between all of them if they just kept it in front of each other's faces.
No, somebody like would have one day pushed it, you know?
Yeah,
but still, like, I've worked in plenty of restaurants where it's, you filthy, spick Mexican bastard, and they're like, fuck you, you honky motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know,
but Mexican, like, come on, everybody can pick on the Mexican.
They're too lazy to fight back.
No, those are
Jews shouldn't talk like that. Jews shouldn't talk like that.
tell the
most persecuted people on the planet talking like this. I don't appreciate it.
I think you got it.
I didn't know you were one of us. Welcome
6 million. Takes 5,000 years.
Everywhere I fucking go.
It's coming.
And where can you get a good falafel?
I will punch Adam in the face today.
He's so cute. Everywhere I go, 6 million. 6 million.
6 million, 5,000, whatever.
Tell the I want you to tell them the quote.
We got jokes.
Tell them the quote that your friend's mom said describing basketball. Like, are you into basketball, Mrs. God. Whoever? And she said,
there's nothing interesting about a bunch of sweaty jigs running up and down a court.
You're a child, and your friend's mom tells you that.
And they were Latino. So I was going to be like, what's it? Like, oh, you're even worse.
No, oh, my God.
At least you didn't call them nappy-headed. That would have been over the line.
Oh, I can't even tell.
I don't find anything interesting.
I do want to say, I was very quick before we get out of here, I left the theater after 5 to 6 hours of shitty movies. I'm very hungry. I pass a McDonald's. I want a Big Mac. I do not partake.
I would like to tell you congratulations on a whole day of no McDonald's.
I saw a movie, Fast Food Nation. I'm against small things now.
Small things.
I had a snack wrap.
I'm
like
against
2 days
small
ago.
Things because they're not nice to good things.
But seriously, try the fried ranch snack wrap.
Oh, I'm allowed to try things.
Just the good things, not the small things.
And it'll also help, coincidentally, because now I'm starting to work out. Finally, yesterday, figured with Spooky the Bowflex that we have now, which is good because now that I'm in the mob business, sometimes you don't got to fight if you can just intimidate.
You want to arm wrestle?
Oh, my God, yes. Stick around for the episode. Wait, now? Okay, right now. You know what? As I tell you about the Toronto trip we're going on, Josh, did you any
nothing?
No. I'm saying, like, are you thinking of going to Toronto at all?
No, I can't. I'm working that weekend.
Oh, the worst.
Toronto's 17,000 miles and hours from Boston.
No,
much farther than Montreal.
Not. Okay, so we're going to wait before you start. We're going to Toronto, July 13th for the screening of Keith's DVD. We're staying there for Dodgeball on the 14th and doing a live show on the 15th. So July 13th, 14th, and 15th. July 13th, there'll be a bus early in the morning going from New York to Toronto. That's going to be the party bus. We'll give you more information when I get the information. And July 16th, the day after the live show, we'll be heading back on that same bus. Get your passports if you're in the U.S. and you want to go to the Toronto trip with us. Okay, are you ready,
Wait,
boys?
If I learned anything at Nice Guy Eddie's, it's from that waitress. You got to take your other arm off the table, Keith. Or you both have it on, but it's got to be the same.
You want to hold it?
All right, so they're deciding if they're having the arms on or off. They're gonna say off. Elbows on the table, please. I'm gonna try to narrate this. Are you ready?
I'm on the color commentary.
Set, go. All right, it's pretty even. Adam is looking like he's kind of heading over, but
Keith is pushing back. The table's going. The table's at 10 degrees right now.
I hate to say it. Keith is turning red, and Adam is smiling because he had too many Red Bulls.
And Adam wins. And Keith looks like he's in pain.
Yeah, wow. All right, babe. That's only one workout with the Bowflex, and it was really just the...
No time for Melly.
Okay, first of all, I don't see how that determines strength in any way. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Congratulations.
And we'll see you guys 500 on Monday. Thanks for listening all this time, and thanks for telling your friends. Peace.
KeithandTheGirl.com